Good morning. My wife of 64 years, right there. You know, for 64 years, she's been trying to teach me to do things the right way. She hasn't succeeded yet. So ladies, keep trying, but it won't work. God, so good to be here. It really touched my heart. A lot of friends here, some older friends. I came here a long time ago when I knew everything about everything. Since that time, I'm not sure. But I spoke in a lot of churches, a lot of meetings here, and it's always been a battle out here. But it looks like things are changing. Right? So then I went to other places, and we have Pat and Gary Rodden from Bakersfield, which we had a church over there. They were really the pastor. I just happened to be there. And they're precious people. So many, I don't want to name too many people, but it's good. I could help just being here. Just a short thing. My wife got a two eye operation, so I had to stay home and take care of her for a while. Then I got a shoulder operation, and it's been 3 months or so. So for 4 months, I haven't worked. God took care of us anyway. Amen. It's okay? So, you know, sometimes if he wants to do you to do something different, he's got to get you aside to talk to you. So I believe it's so bad in the world, we're going to be there to bring about a change. Right? We need to give the devil hell for a while. Anyway, a lot of things that come into my mind, I don't know how it's going to get together, but I'm sure it's going to be all right. But in Matthew 24, Jesus speaking there, Jesus went out and departed from the temple, and his disciples came to show him the building of the temple. That's a big building. It was really impressive. And Jesus said, you do see these things. Assuredly, I say unto you, not one stone will be left. It will all be destroyed. And that's kind of the thing. Anything we build in the natural, it last the time that it had been destroyed. We go to Europe, and most of the churches, some of the churches are still alive, but most of the churches are turned into museum or restaurant or bars or whatever it is, because once there was a move, but then God moved and people kept on going until it dried up. So we have, he said, this will be destroyed. So we know that's true in the natural, we'll say. When he sat on the Mount of Olives, the disciples came to him privately, saying, tell us when these things be. He says, just tell us when that's going to happen. And what will be the sign of your coming? They said, tell me when this is going to happen and what will be the sign of that coming and of the end of the ages. So three questions. Tell when that's going to happen, sign of your coming, and the end. Well, I think the end must be near. With everything that's going on in the world, the end must be near. One pastor said, God, if you miss now to do it, you're missing a good thing because it looks like it's going to happen. So I don't know how long we have. You know, I don't think I have a long time, you know, because my age, you know. But who knows? Well, we only have a little bit of time to work for eternity. All the rest will be destroyed, like the building that is mentioned will be destroyed. So we have this time. I don't know how long it is. And like George say, you got to hear what God's saying. You got to obey it, and you got to get into action. So life is not going to get easier. Have you noticed that? All hell is breaking loose around the world. All hell is breaking loose in our country. Everything of value is being put aside, rejecting God, rejecting the Bible. If you voice your opinion, you can end up in jail in our country. So we can just feel sorry for ourselves and wait till the end comes. And it'll come, you know. But as I read in the scriptures, and we're kind of getting the Old Testament, it said these things happen for our example, what happened, so we could learn from that. But in Exodus 16, it says, "And the whole congregation of the children of Israel murmured against Moses and Aaron." I see a lot of sin forgiven in the Lord, but murmuring doesn't seem to be forgiven very well. Right? Yes, Christian, how are you? Well, you know, under the circumstances, I'm not doing too bad. And I say, what are you doing under there? Right? But see, we always major on the negative. It's just kind of natural. And I think for what I'm going to say, it's for me and for you, maybe, okay? And it starts there, and he murmurs, and he says, I've taken you out of bondage, promised you the promised land, but watch out because you might not get in there. You keep murmuring, and the story is they keep on murmuring. Now, you can say, well, I murmured against God, but then they murmured against Moses and against the priest. You know? And it's easy to murmur when you watch the news these days. I'm going to do something, you know. Things are getting bad. You know? And you know, the Bible says he sends the spies, that Moses sent the spies to see what the promised land was. 12 of them, 10 came and they murmured. There's giants over there. When they look at us, we look like grasshoppers. That's really a good testimony. So, he says, okay, after all the miracles I did while you were in slavery, all the miracles I did while you were in the desert and I was feeding you and all that stuff, now I'm showing you the promised land, and you keep on murmuring, you're not going to get in. You're going to die here, and the next generation will get in. Ooh, that's kind of serious, right? Well, I don't want to wait for the next generation. You know, it's funny how people think, Ray, you should leave room for the young people. I said, heck no. I don't leave room for the young people or the old people. They want their room, they find it. I got mine, I'm keeping it. Okay? So people, oh, you're too old. Too old. I'm just getting good. After all those years, you know? But, you know, the murmur is constant. You don't know enough. I've heard this all my life. You're not smart. I've heard this all my life. You're not educated. I heard this all my life. It was always something negative to put me down so I don't cause trouble, but I did, and I still do. So we have a situation. When I first came here in Bakersfield, we had meetings every day, often 2-3 meetings a day, different places. Now, we're lucky we have a meeting a week. We got some good churches developed, but as far as the new, fresh move is, it might happen again. That's why we people pray for revival. Well, you can't be revived if you were not alive at one time. Right? So Christians need to be revived and revived and revived and revived, then it's too late. So we see that. Joshua came along. He was one of those that God said they would go to the promised land with Caleb. And he said, okay, just tell the people we're going to go in now. All the old people are dead. We're going in. open the ocean, the Red Sea, and they move, and then they put a memorial with stones. And the first thing he did is that, before you go to war, get them all circumcised. Eesh. That's not good news. Before a battle, wow. So I said, let him get healed, and then we'll go to war. Then he said, walk six times around Jericho. Don't say a word. Don't make a sound. You know why? Because they would. They would talk themselves out of the promised land again. Can you imagine walking around when the enemy is watching you and not saying a word? Maybe you murmur in your heart. I don't know how that works. But then he said, the last time, shout. And all the time you held it, and then you shout. And the wall, we've been there. You've seen the what happened there. And the walls fell down. And the people got into promised land. But you know, most of our problem is what we say with our mouth. Yeah. I can't make it. Nobody will invite me. Nobody thinks I'm good enough. Nobody thinks I'm qualified enough. We, with our mouth, we curse ourselves. Right? One guy, I played golf, he said, I'll be damned. I said, no, you won't. Tickles me to death. No, it's not a good word. So we, my wife will never change. You hear say that. Oh, my husband will never change, you know. And with our mouth, we curse ourselves without realizing it. Instead of agreeing with God, what he promised that is good has already come to us. We have to speak it out to have it. I've always been out of the ordinary, so people say, pastors, what are you going to speak on? I said, I don't know. Well, how long do you want? I said, I don't know. You're going to make an altar call? Yes. About what? I don't know. So it just makes him nervous. Maybe he prays, you know, whatever it is. But we have right now, when the world is falling apart and the whole nation is cursing our nation with words, it's being destroyed. Everything that's good is falling apart. Everything that's holy is being put out. And we are cursing. And it's easy. Watch the news. I can really get into that. Or I can stop cursing our nation and cursing us. Devil, you're not going to win. You're not going to destroy our nation. We are going to conquer over you in the name of Jesus. We're going to get back what you stole from us. Or we just say, well, you know, it's getting bad. Bless his holy name. I think it's a message we need to hear, because every time I turn the television, they give me enough information to agree with it. Not one thing is good as far as what we hear. And as part of the political party that are maybe understanding this, and the other parts don't understand anything, it's just okay because that's okay, but it's not okay. So I believe if we will just begin to believe, David and Joshua is a good example. You know, his dad sent him to, did I say Joshua? David and Goliath, I'm sorry. David and Goliath. And his dad sent the little kid, David, to bring food to his brother, and he hears the murmuring. The whole nation of Israel was murmuring. We've been there. It's really exciting. You have a mountain on each side and a valley, so the people on this side can see the enemies on this side, the enemies on this side. They see each other. And Goliath gets up and he says, pick a man. We'll fight, and whoever wins, win the whole thing. Even the king is afraid. Everybody's afraid. Everybody's murmuring. And little David says, what's going to happen to this guy when I kill him? Well, you're going to marry the wife of the daughter of the king. Your parents will be tax-free. All those benefits will come upon you. He said, good, I'll do that. So they bring him to the king, and the king says, you can't do that. He's just a kid. He's been trained in war. He's a giant. I'm probably 8 foot long. I don't know. It's just a giant. So, you know, little David, he learned something. He said, when I was just a shepherd boy, a lion came to eat my sheep. I killed him with my hand. A bear came. I broke his brain. I got him out. And this guy is going down. We need Christians that begin to get this new attitude. I believe this church is starting something new. I sense in my spirit, but I believe something new. What happened before did not break through. We need to move into a different dimension to break through. And people will come. People will give. People will move. And we will. Is that okay? If you don't want anything, murmur. You'll do good. The Christians lose because they're confession. We are to confess what God says, what God promised. We're going to have problems. He promised that also, right? We're going to have tribulation. You don't need to pray for it. You know, it happens by itself. I so often say that in joke. Some of you, you're married to your tribulation, but I don't know if that's right. They confess the wrong thing, speak the wrong thing, and because the mouth gets into action before you think what you're saying, and you're cursing. I believe you can say, before I get there, miracles that happen because I'm going there. Is that right? That's right. That's right. So what about the guards are going to follow him all the time, make sure that every move? It doesn't matter. He's not going there to watch what the guards are going. He's marching there to watch Jesus doing. Hallelujah. I forget. They forgot to pray for your family. They need prayer while you're always there, right there. Right. Bless you with faith, unspeakable, full of glory. Hallelujah. So, We have learned a little bit of this, but we haven't learned a lot of it. We are blessed with the words, I will make it. I will succeed. Right now, you know, just some ministers call me and say, Ray, how are you doing? I said, fine. They said, financially. I said, I'm doing fine financially. And if I wasn't, I wouldn't tell you anyway. No? But I'm doing fine. Well, how about getting appointments? I said, I'm doing fine. Well, who makes your appointment? I said, no man does that. God does that. You know? Well, how much do you charge? I said, I don't charge. We pay our own fare. We pay our plane. We pay everything. And we trust God to meet our needs. And he does meet our needs. We have to start confessing he meets our needs, because if you don't confess that, you confess the other one, and it's not going to work. Blessing won't come. Okay? I cannot say God doesn't meet our needs because I call him a liar. Huh? We are so afraid of losing all the blessing and all the good stuff we have here that we fight out of fear instead of out of faith. That's not what I intend to say, but most people don't understand faith. They think confessing the right thing is faith. No, that's the beginning of it. Faith is the evidence. Not just the hope, the evidence of things not seen. So, if you see the evidence, it's easy to have faith. You know, once you see evidence, you have faith. We know God uses us. You know, God uses my wife tremendously. Just she's on the phone, doing prophecy, sending letters. Everywhere she goes, that strong anointing of God, we know God works. But if you never try it, you never know. You know? God is good. We can support other ministry today when we couldn't support ourselves before. We can give. We pray for the Jews. It sounds like a difficult thing, but with God it's not difficult. It's only the way we think. God will destroy the enemies of Jewish people. Okay? I believe we're coming. I mean, our mind has to be set free. We can do all things through Christ Jesus' strength who makes us strong. Not something, all things. Well, I had trouble with that when I studied that because all things. I said, all things. I said, I don't want to know how to build a bridge. I'm never going to build a bridge. But then I came to understand he will make me succeed in all things that he wants me to do, when he told me to do it, when he wants me to do it, the way he wants me to do it. So if it's easy, if it doesn't pan out, we need to change. God is a positive God. Last night, we just looked at the stars here in Paso Robles. I don't know if you ever looked last night. The stars were a beauty unspeakable. Everywhere. The north, south, and west, everything. The Big Dipper was there and all. This is great. If he holds all that in the palm of his hands, and they're not crushing on each other, they're all going different direction, I think. And we saw a shooting star. Dennis saw a shooting star last night. So we have to begin to think we're not dependent on the world system, on religion, on money, on politics. We're depending on the one who created all and keep it all for us. I'm ready for a change, you know. I'm ready for a change. It's always scary. Change is always scary for everybody. I'm ready for a change. I don't know how long, but it could be somebody prophesied that I would live to be 124 years old. I said, I rebuke you, devil. Jesus' name. Now, I know 100 is pretty old, but 124, I don't know, that's no fun. I did a lot of strange thing, not knowing what I was doing, but it just was the right thing. I saw there was 12 gifts in 1 Corinthians 12. And I read them all. And I look in the dictionary, what does it mean, gifts? It's something you get that you don't deserve. You haven't paid for, you haven't merited to you. So I said, well, if it's free and it's good, I'll take them all. So I went to the pastor. Pastor said, what's your gift? I said, I got all nine. That was all nine. He said, nobody has all nine. I said, yes, I do, because I got him who has all nine in me, so I have them. And that was shocking to him, but for me, I was just practicing. I said, if somebody's dead, they don't need a prophecy, they need a miracle. God's going to give me a miracle, you know? So anyway, we kind of planned that out. After a while, if you're smart and you take action on your faith, you have to do that, otherwise you don't learn anything. You're going to begin to learn what works for you because God has worked that into you. He can't work anything out of you that he hasn't worked into you first. We're going to France. I'm going to be to a healing room ministry. I don't know. You have that here? Yeah, you have that, yeah? Well, I've never been to a healing room ministry except one time, and I didn't know it was a healing room ministry in Switzerland. And they like it, and they asked me back again. So I'm going to be at the healing room, and those guys don't know all about it. I don't know much about healing room ministry, but I knew something about the healer. if I will keep my faith up, and they'll keep your faith up there, it's going to happen. You know, it's not the formula that's got to be right. It's a God that you believe in. It's got to be right. All things are possible. All things are possible. Today. I don't know how old you are and how long you'll live, but you have a chance to touch the miraculous if you want to. Right? You have a chance to do that. We'll have to change our attitude, because our attitude is formed by years. If God says change, you got to change. You know? If you are quiet, maybe it'll make you noisy. If you're noisy, it'll make you quiet. Whatever it is, you got to be willing to change. So we've been in change all our life. We tried all kinds of music. You know, we start with organ music, then hippie music, and love music, and all that stuff. We change. We love it all. We can participate in everything. If it's God, people say, well, they're too noisy, it's not God. Well, noise is God. You know, when you're dead, there's no noise. So I believe that you can say, I will lay my hands on a sick person and God is going to heal that person. Well, I practiced that. First time I did, person got worse. So I checked it out and I prayed again, and it got more worse. One guy said, don't pray for me anymore. And you know, just recently I had two prophecies that I should write a book. I've had prophecies before about that, but I just dismissed it. But there were two people I respected the timing, and my wife was in accordance with this, so I started. It's amazing, as an ignorant person who didn't know hardly anything, how much we did ministry in 1 month, every day, 2-3 times a day, without rest. In Africa, my wife and I and my daughter, we had 7 meetings some days. My daughter spoke in schools, my wife spoke women's group, and I spoke with men's group in church. 7 meetings. We went there by faith. Amen. You'll never know if it's faith if you got the money. You'll never know if it's faith if everybody advised you, but you're going like he's going. That's faith. For his life, for his anointing, for his ministry, for his future, that's faith. We've been, I think, the first week when I couldn't work, it was awful, you know, kind of awful. You're so used to giving and you can't give. It was awful. I really frustrated. Second year, I said, you know, this isn't too bad. Third year, huh? Week. Second week. I told you it's been so long. I forgot. So, third week, I was feeling pretty good, and God says, "Ray, you are not a slave. You don't have to work. I know you want to, and I want you to want to, but my timing is not what your timing is. You don't have to work." He said, I'll still take care of you. You don't have to work. Oh, okay, I like that. So there we are, unable to work. And, you know, we got access to a timeshare in Hawaii, in Maui. And, well, if I'm going to recuperate and I can't work, why not go to Hawaii? You know? So 1 week turned into 2 weeks, and I can't even swim because my arm would go up there. You know, it's kind of anyway. So we get there, and friend that we know from the Full Gospel of Zispan is there after time, after year he's there, and he came to get us at the airport. He took us to the store so we can buy food for our time. And the next day he calls and he says, I need to talk to you. He's a worker, he's an elder in the church, he's in the ministry. And he started telling us his problem. So we got to minister to him. It was miraculous. We couldn't have set that up, you know, just kind of. You know. So then he said, well, we have couples in our, the Hawaiian people are different than the regular white people. They have big families and all kinds of problems, alcohol and drugs and things like this. It's kind of general. We've been there before, and we did ministry, deliverance ministry in a church there. So he said, we have this couple, they work for the church, and they really could use your help. Would you mind coming to our condo and pray for them? Well, the guy, he's a big guy. I mean, it's all muscles, you know. And every muscle's got a tattoo on it, you know. He looks like a killer, you know. He was the top number one drug dealer, been arrested. He was so dangerous, they wouldn't let him with the other prisoner in jail. They put him in a special place. Well, somebody left the Bible, and he found Jesus through the Bible. Now he's in church. How many of you know, once you're saved, you're not completely cleaned up yet? How many of you know it takes 7 years from 1 to 7? You don't jump 7 years there. Oh. So they saved now, but he's got the... So he began to tell me all the things that he did. I mean, they're serious. So you want to be sure that you don't want to lay your hands suddenly on him. Because if you don't like it, you're going to get it. So... Anyway, then his wife said, well, my life is so bad, I'm not going to tell you. Then after a while, she started telling us, Pat, 3 abortions, in and out of marriage, in and out of this, in and out of that. And she began to cry. And we prayed for both of them. And we saw God miracle, unplanned, unprepared, untrained, in Hawaii. I bless you with that. You want to have it in North Korea, it's all right, but Hawaii is not bad. So that, we finished that, my healing time, and this is the first time I speak in 4 months, okay? So that's why my brain. Then when I leave here, I'm going to speak French for a month. So I'm going to have to trust the Lord there too. We think Canada is a Christian nation. It's the French Canadian. Quebec, it used to be totally 100% Catholic, and now it's 100% nothing. 1.5% are considered Christians. So, yeah, born again. So that doesn't mean they're warriors for the Lord. They're just babies. They need everything we can give them. So we go there and we see the glory of God. Well, one young man that we prayed, we were with his pastor, his father was a pastor, and he died of cancer, and the young man and invited us. And because where he is, it's mostly English, the section mostly English, so you get English church. And I said, well, that's great you got English church, but this place is packed with French people who don't get the news. You can do that. He said, well, I was told I shouldn't do that. I said, but just forget what they told you. Do it. So now he's got a good church French, a good church English. And we're going there. We went to, a man came after a meeting in Montreal. He said, would you speak at our church? I said, yes. He said, you don't know our church. I said, I don't care. You invite me, I'll go. He said, 25 years ago. So this man says, we're considered a cult. All the church calls us a cult. I said, oh, I'll go. Why not? So we went there. They're dancing. Every song is dance. every song is prophesied. They will come from a ministry from the States who does prophetic ministry. And we loved it. I like it when the church moves. Dead people don't move. Dead people don't dance. We loved it. We're the first one that ever accepted them as a church. We've been going back every year now, 25 years, same church. They have dance group. The daughter is a ballet dancer. She trains little kids to do ballet in the church. They do prophecy at every meeting, at every song. Everyone has got one of those horn, like in Israel, shofar. And they treat us like the parents, you know, in a way we are. They were in Jerusalem, leading all the tourists, the Feast of Tabernacle, in praising in the streets of Jerusalem. They're the ones that were doing it. They go to other countries. We are blessed. Our spiritual children often do more than we've ever done. It's possible. We go to a church where I met my wife. She's coming out of a theater, a movie theater. And I was young then. She was too. And she came out with her boyfriend. And when I saw her, I said, oh, man, what a lucky guy. See, you make pictures in your mind what you want, what you desire, what's good, see? Well, because of my family, women are tall, short and large. I want a tall and skinny one. She was tall and skinny. I wanted one with curly hair. She had curly hair. I wanted one with a beautiful face. She had that. And one thing I really wanted, long legs. Because my family didn't have long legs. So I said, she's got everything. What a lucky guy. I wasn't a Christian at that. I was just a... So anyway, then I met this guy, and she wasn't with him. And I said, how's your girlfriend? He said, we broke up. I don't know what I said, but I must have said, hallelujah. I don't know. So I went to find her and got friendly with her. And for a while, the guy disappeared, then he came back. Well, problem, her family loves the other guy, not Ray Brooks. Ignorant, dyslexic, no education, no gift, no future. The other guy's going to be a doctor, rich parents, strong, healthy. They like the other guy. But God must have talked to her because she chose me. I don't know if that was a blessing at that time. Okay. We're invited to speak at that theater now, and it's become a church. Government-owned property, they are not allowed to change anything. So the decorations the same, the stained glass windows are the same, the gold everywhere, 14-karat gold everywhere. And Ray Brooks, the ignorant, dyslexic, good at nothing, no, is speaking. And I told him, I said, see the last row back there? Me and Jackie used to sit there and kiss all through the movie. That's amazing. If that could happen, not being a Christian, just a human need, a human desire, God can meet your needs. Can you imagine when you're a son of God, what won't he give you now? You can start dreaming big. I will not owe anybody anything. That was the word God has given to us. We owed everybody everything. we started putting to work on that, and finally it worked. You know, the last thing was our house. It's paid. It would have never worked if we hadn't started it. We can minister, we can give, we can go, because God has prepared, made the ground for it. I don't want to be the best speaker. I just want to see things happen when I speak.